back to Vikings Connected alongside Aaron Newberg. I'm Ben Lieber, and as always, remember, you can use hashtag Vikings Connected to chat with us and talk with us.
And speaking of getting connected, each week we've had great guests in to talk a little bit about purple, but this week we're talking about the color pink. We're welcoming in Miss Lisa Dierbeck. She is the National NFL Coordinator for the Think Pink Foundation, and she's here to talk about her partnership with the NFL. Lisa Dierbeck, thank you so much for being here. You are the National Coordinator for the Think Pink Foundation with the NFL. Tell us a little bit about the Zeta Tau Alpha organization.
Zeta Tau Alpha is a women's sorority and one of the largest Greek women's groups. We focus on developing our members through leadership, philanthropy, and leadership development or service skills. And we support breast cancer education awareness as our national philanthropy.
And how did you guys get associated with the NFL?
So we're really proud of that partnership with the NFL. What started as a one-time opportunity to hand out pink ribbons became a national platform across the league. So we started with the Washington Redskins, and it's grown into all 32 teams.
Lisa, if there is one message you could get out there to everybody, what would that message be?
I think it's critical that everyone is aware of breast cancer and that early detection is the key to survival. So we need women and men to get mammograms and do monthly breast checks and just really take charge of their breast health.
And then how about the Vikings? You guys have built relationships with 30 of the 32 teams, and the Vikings are one of them, correct?
Correct. So we've been partnering with the Vikings for at least 8 years. We love the Vikings. They're so generous to us. We have great relationships with community relations and the game day staff. We are out in their areas before game and at the gates handing out those ribbons. And this weekend, we'll be handing out 30,000 ribbons. There'll be about 75 volunteers in these cute pink shirts. And we'll just be on hand to talk to fans, spread the word, provide support. And we find that lots of fans from the Vikings game come to us that have a ribbon from last year or even 5 years ago. We find fans that have come from other NFL games that remember us. So we're really excited to be there this weekend and continue our partnership with the Vikings.
And how can we best help you? Is there a website you'd like to get out, a phone number? How can people find out about you other than just the game day experience?
You can follow us at hashtag ZTANFL for more information.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lisa. Good luck this month.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity. You guys come and see us at the booth.
We will.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you. Well, some of you may or may not know that Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater has a close connection to cancer as well. His mom back in 2007, Miss Rose Murphy, was diagnosed with breast cancer. It's a very touching story. It's a great story. You can hear from both of them on this week's edition of Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.
That was very difficult. I didn't know how to handle it. But I know that it taught me many lessons. It taught me, you know, to always have faith in everything you do. So, you know, that entire process for her, it was difficult seeing her go through it with her losing her hair or her fingernails turning black. So there were times where she would be weak, and I just, you know, it taught me that I had to find a purpose in life, and watching her experience that, it gave me my purpose.
Being diagnosed with cancer, it just entered my mind, like, are you gonna die? And, you know, what is next? And, you know, but eventually you get a grip of yourself and you have to deal with it. Compared to 2007, it looks amazing. It's incredible because not knowing whether you're gonna live or die from one chemo session to the other, and just to be able to, the will to live, was greater than the cancer itself.
We can finally say that, you know, the NFL is here and my family is happy, but, you know, my mom just brought me up a different type of way of just always continuing to work. And that's gonna be my mindset for the rest of my life, just continue to work hard and, you know, have faith in everything I do.
That's such a great story. Make sure you check your local listings for Vikings Beyond the Gridiron to check out more of the story on Teddy and Rose. Now, it's time for our second nominee for the Golden Nacho Award. And as Ben said earlier, we're talking a little bit more about the softer side of the world of sports, especially in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Now, one of my favorites is this week, the Washington Redskins. Some of the players showed up at a spa day for some of local cancer survivors and took part in the spa day, not only helping apply makeup, but putting makeup on themselves. They had some wig. Look how beautiful he looks.
I love the eyeshadow.
Yeah, the eyeshadow.
It's a nice touch.
Yeah, I know, right? It really brings out the color of his eyes. Donning a few wigs. You know, laughter is the best medicine. And I think a lot of times when we're talking about cancer or breast cancer survival, we have fear, anger. And I love that they just brought a little bit of humor to some of these women who have been battling the disease.
I'm not so sure that they should be applying the makeup. Like, maybe having the makeup being put on them. I don't know if they're skilled enough to actually put it on other people.
You know, now that they have the wig, too, I'm thinking they might need a do with it instead of just the wig hanging, right?
Yeah, it's a little more all natural, I think.
All natural. Yeah. Probably going with their all natural makeup.
Sure. Yeah.
Real men wear wigs, wear pink.
Well, pink.
Yeah. Maybe not.
The wig part, we'll see.
Coming up on Vikings Connected, Cordero Patterson takes us on a tour of the locker room and raids his teammates' lockers. But next, Ben's going to show us how the Vikings can tame the Lions. It's Vikings Connected.